We're rolling.
Whoa. All right.
Okay. Is this what I'm going to get? Your fuck voice? Because it's 9:45 p.m. and you put on the cedarwood and tobacco candle?
I did. I am ready to get down. We are doing a very saucy and romantic Papa's Basement.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is my first podcast at age 39.
Oh, happy birthday, John.
Wait, how did you know? Okay, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Now call me Mr. President.
Happy birthday.
That's enough. You've made it gay.
Mr. President.
Okay, now I'm back on it.
Of the Hair Club for Men.
Oh, Cy Sperling, R.I.P. That guy was just...
Did you know it was his birthday yesterday, too?
Was it? Well, no, he's dead, so it's not a birthday.
He's been dead for a while.
No.
But his hair has been growing through the ground.
Cy Sperling died within the last week, sir.
It grew out of the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he said, just burn me to ash.
Okay.
But... just burn me up to my head. You know, where the
leave the scalp, really, like the Apaches got him.
Right. Freeze dry the scalp and set it on the mantelpiece.
I would dig that. Like they had a
or put it like frame it.
Yeah, well, I think what you do if you're Cy Sperling is you have your ashes put into a crystalline troll doll, and then your hair is as the troll doll's hair.
Can you imagine, you walk into, like, I don't know, his widow.
Sperling Manor.
Sperling Manor, yeah. Yes. The Sperl.
Yeah.
And you walk in and you're like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's my father's scalp.
Yeah, that's Cy. He's looking down on us.
Was he at General Custer's last stand? No? He's dead now.
Yeah. That'd be great if you, like, she was just some knockout, because he was kind of a shrimpy dude. He marries rich.
Yeah.
He, you know, he's got the trophy wife. She's this gorgeous, I'm going to say half Jewish. I think Sperling is Jewish. And he made it in life. And he
or
was
maybe she converted.
You think to please Papa?
Yeah, but she's Filipino with blonde hair.
Okay. Exotic. That's a lot of check marks.
And just those... huge, they look better covered, like rock fake tits, until you
yes,
take off
I know
the shirt.
Exactly what you're talking about. They photograph horribly bare. When you see them in a sweater, you want to think you're better than liking them, but you're not. You love them.
Still draws you.
Yeah. Sucks you in. Doesn't. It's like watching The Matrix. You're like, right. I know this is fake, but live, Neo, live.
Right.
And then the top comes off and you see them big fake shit.
That's how they would have gotten me in the Matrix.
Oh, just Carrie Ann Moss wearing a huge set of fake tits.
Or what's his, Joe Pantaleone.
Oh, Joey Pants.
Joey Pants. Joey Sweaters is what they call them now.
I thought you were going to say the Wachowskis, before they transitioned, would have experimented with you.
One of them.
No, both. They did? They're the...
Really?
Wachowski sisters now.
No shit.
Oh, yeah. They're the top grossing sister team in all of Hollywood directing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's very cool the way we retconned that.
Did you know that Will Smith passed on Neo?
Oh.
There was a...
I thought you were going to say, like, passed as a man, and you're going to tell me he's a trans woman.
He is.
Oh.
No. Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay. So, vagina, but all man.
Most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
I am so lost.
The audience has already left us.
Yes,
so just have
I know.
Fun.
No, but he passed, and he said that the Wachowski brothers at the time, apparently their pitch was like, hey, man, we're going to do this movie, and there's going to be a lot of martial arts and shit like that, and we'd really like you to be a part of it. And he was like, no.
And then one of them dropped an N-bomb.
Yes. But he didn't bring that up.
Oh.
He's been very gracious about
that. He's hid their secret. Yeah.
Right, right. But I didn't know... Do you know how they filmed the special effects, like the fight sequences for that movie?
I mean they were people were on wires.
Well, they were using individual
like
cameras.
A ring of like 96 cameras.
Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that for the second and third.
They didn't?
Uh-uh.
They ran out of cameras?
Yeah, they...
Just like, DJ Jazzy Jeff holding a VHS recorder.
Why don't we just reuse the cameras we did in the first movie? No!
No.
We gotta use new ones.
Better ones.
Yeah.
We can afford four.
But that's why, like, there is something about... I went into a discussion with somebody that works on horror films.
Oh, really?
I did.
Your friend W. Craven, for the sake of anonymity?
Walt? Yeah.
Okay. How is Walt doing?
No, this was Jamie Nash, who is... I'm just going to name drop.
Mm-hmm.
Nope,
of Nash Bridges fame?
Of Nash Bridges fame. Okay. He blew up those bridges.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's we got to talking about special effects.
Uh-huh. And jihad.
And jihad. Yeah. No, we were talking that there's something to like doing something like that's almost, I guess, handmade. If you do everything computer generated.
Practical effects.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay. Is it?
I know that because I saw a Simpsons last night that referenced
Oh,
it.
Really? Yeah. But there is something to doing part of the effects by hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do everything. There's something.
That's why people like gave a shit about Baby Yoda in that fucking Star Wars show. He was an actual puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you see someone like running away with Baby Yoda, either it was remote control or they have the hand up the puppet's ass. I don't know.
I bet you he's just fucking coming hard too.
Oh, just complete prostate stim.
Oh, I thought the guy with the hand.
No, the puppet's here. No, the puppet's coming. The puppet's
both of them are.
Yeah.
They would have fights on set just
come
like
I am.
I'm controlling it. guys, it's a baby puppet of an alien.
Give me the puppet. I love him.
It's not a baby. He's like 85, right?
He's 50.
He's 50.
Yeah.
Is Baby Yoda 50 there?
Yeah. That's the whole hook. That's the only thing I've watched on Disney Plus was that Mandalorian. And it's like the whole beginning is the bounty hunter, the guy from Narcos, is sent out, Pedro Pascal, because he's like, you're going to kill something. It's 50 years old. He's like, I'll waste a fucking 50-year-old. What do I care? I'm a bounty hunter.
Does everybody like live into their hundreds in the future?
No, that's the thing. Like the Yoda species.
Oh.
Like I think Yoda dies at like 800. But even that math doesn't work out. Because right. It's like, if he's still a fucking baby at 50,
I know.
He's going to be like a toddler at 400
it's
or something.
It's
kind of
like, I guess, dog years in a way. Where it's like...
Reverse dog years.
Like your dog is at like 7 or 8. And most of them are still pretty spry. And then it's like 11 comes.
Yeah. Like a woman hitting 40.
Right. Your dog can't get cast anymore.
Yeah.
Just has to play like DAs and
has to get weird implants just to
rock hard.
Big
tits.
Rock hard implant.
I get some rock hard tits implanted on my pit bull.
It got her a couple more fights, but
put a nice sweater over her.
They look great.
Dude.
They come off, it's a shit show, but yeah. The sweater.
Yeah, no, leave the sweater on, man.
The sweater on if you want to come, bro.
I just wanted to pet her, Jesus.
Well, if she gives you the nod, leave the sweater on.
Yeah, she's embarrassed about her tits.
It's a botch tit job. I got it done right over the border. But they look okay in the sweater.
Just a maul your ass to. Don't maul those tits, man.
I had her mouth modified over the border, too. Forms a perfect O when she farts. Yeah,
she's got duck lips.
Just make her bark, then fuck the face.
Take a selfie with her. She loves that.
She's had a couple litters, so I got her vaginal rejuvenation.
You got your dog? Vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah, she's
is that what it's called? Vaginal rejuvenation. All right, Cynthia, you're in here for a I can't even say it, but I promise everything's gonna go. It's gonna go fine. Is it a vag?
I was okay with the operation until I heard your voice, doctor.
What? No. It's you're in good hands. I'm going to put a nice little duck bill down on those pussy lips.
You're going to get fed bread at the pond. That's how spanking this duck bill is.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, they're weird looking.
The baby Yodas?
the baby Yodas with the rock hard fake tits.
Huge fake tits.
Mandalorian was that the do you see the car in the I mean is that what it's about?
Yeah.
I just think of Clint Eastwood and like something that looks like a halfway between a DeLorean and an El Camino.
Just him on his porch hurling space racism.
Oh, shit.
You pea soup skin fuck.
What is...
Look at your tits. They're embarrassing.
It's about Lando Calrissian, though.
He's got a moment in
Wait,
there.
He's not Boba Fett.
No, he's Boba Lando. Fett's Boba Fett.
Yeah, that's right.
Lando, I think, is in an episode, if I remember correctly. They haul out a really old Billy Dee
at
really?
One
point. Yeah, yeah, legit.
He stops by and goes, "Oh, Bubba, come on in. I'm just
entertaining the ladies." Take off your helmet.
He's got a Colt 45.
Yeah.
Do you remember those commercials? I'm not just being. He used to do Colt 45 commercials.
Yeah, I remember that.
He'd be like,
they're little.
He'd be like at a piano, like popping open a Colt 45.
Which is how literally every bottle of Colt 45 ever has been consumed by candlelight over
I need
piano.
A piano.
Why?
These are the people that drink Colt 45 too.
I'm trying to class up the joint, okay?
I just got out of surgery. I put a duck bill on some woman's vagina.
I need to pay it off with that Colt 45 clientele.
Was that a good movie though?
The Mandalorian? It was a show.
Oh, it's a show?
Yeah, it's like an 8-episode show. It's good. It's got Gina Carano.
Jesse Pinkman?
Yeah, it's got Jesse Pinkman, too. He says bitch a lot to the
Bubba
baby
Fett,
Yoda.
Bitch?
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 I'm going to fuck those fake titties, bitch. And baby Yoda's little innocent eyes just open up.
Is it, what's baby Yoda's the whole purpose?
I mean, to sell merch, but... Like
on the show,
yeah. Baby Yoda is just literally he pops up and a URL appears on the screen with where you can order merch.
Oh, I thought he was like a
no. He's
he was a, like a little storefront owner.
He sets in motion everything.
You look like you could use a bagel.
Oh, Baby Yoda,
whatever's left, throw to my duckbill pussy. My wife, she's down at the pond getting fed bread all day. Her and that new vagina of hers.
But she's not chewing. The jaw's doing nothing. So he sets everything in motion. Like the Boba Fett, the whatever, he's sent to kill Baby Yoda.
Is he
Yoda.
Like Ving Rhames in Pulp Fiction?
Oh, with like the Band-Aid on the back of his head? Yeah. And getting raped?
Boba Fett has to get Baby Yoda's... briefcase with his soul back to him. No, when you said sets everything in motion, I just pictured him like you know, the shot caller.
Oh, see, I just pictured the sounds of, is it Apache or Comanche that became that rape anthem?
Oh. I can see that those two guys chasing Baby Yoda around like,
trying to
I
rape
can't
him.
Fucking get this guy. Spider! Corner him! I got a waste paper basket. We're going to fuck this bitch if it's the last thing we know.
Just Zed running around with the uniform top.
If
and no
Ving
pants.
Rhames, Marcellus Wallace and Bruce Willis's character before they get raped. They're watching those guys chase around a baby Yoda. Like, what fucking parallel universe did we just walk in?
No pants, shirts on, full hard on. Right. Is there anything funnier than chasing something with a full erection?
How long can you chase something with an erection? Not
I don't
thing.
Know. When does a 2-year-old tire out?
I'm not. Wait a second. What are you talking about? I'm talking about you being the runner with the erection, not the runny.
Oh, so the 2-year-old has an erection.
Get him! He's got an erection.
He wants it. Dicks don't lie.
Get it before all the blood rushes to his legs.
Those chubby, delicious thighs.
Oh shit.
So who are you telling that you're on the pond this week?
I know. Yeah, so you had your birthday.
I did.
39. I remember 39.
How was it?
Uneventful.
Oh.
It's a, you know.
Was it 40 when you got the tits done?
Yeah, so way station for 40.
Yeah, that's how I feel about 39.
So it was 38 and 37 mostly. 36 still felt like 35.
You still had a bit of, yeah. 39, but I feel like this country right now, right before the coronavirus ravages it, I'm just right. Like, everything still seems cool. There's a little darkness on the horizon, but I think we're going to do just fine.
Actually, what they say, 39, I remember being 39 because I had my daughter at the football field.
Uh-huh.
And at the local high school, and we were running around on it. And she was, what, probably like 18 months, maybe. She would have been almost 2. And
I don't like this in light of what we just said. But
I took a picture of her, and then she was standing on the 40-yard line, and that just always, like, stuck with me. I was like, oh, I'm going to be 40 in 2 weeks.
I thought because you're like, you couldn't make that punt.
Right? No, she told me that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I remember thinking, well, all right, life begins at 40. So soon after that, I think I got laid off, and then pretty soon I was divorced.
Wow.
So life, so prepare for just some cool. Heavy shit.
Okay.
No.
So mom will finally kick me out of the house.
Yeah. Oh. You guys will get divorced.
Oh, no. We had a good run.
But now I'm much happier.
Why exactly?
I don't know. It doesn't. No. Things were already not good.
Mm-hmm.
It just that was the way my life was heading anyway. It was. I could have been 36, and that shit would have still happened.
So, you're just saying.
I just remember like people saying life begins at 40.
Okay.
And I was wondering what that meant. And I just had a
That's
whole
bunch. What old people tell themselves.
Yeah. And I just had a whole bunch of real shit. Like, you know, 40, I'm trying to think. I guess it was right after I turned 40 that I got laid off the following month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hung around my old job for a little bit, and then I guess 9 months later, my wife and I separated for the first time, and I think I was trying to get sober again.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I had a 2-year-old, and just a lot of real shit happening.
Well,
not a lot of sleep.
Yeah. You don't sleep much, period, man.
Oh, I do.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. Why?
I worry on that front.
Do you, like, come by my window and just be like, he's not asleep?
Well,
yet.
I just, once I started charting your cycle,
right?
I also put a timer in the house to
what
keep track of the lights.
What cycle is
that? Your menstruals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, okay, I didn't want to tell everyone now, but we're trying.
We're trying. We're trying. Me and you.
Yeah, we're trying. Wish us luck. It's an uphill battle.
Yeah. We have a lot of things against us.
All right. Yeah. I guess I don't have much to fall from.
No. You don't have much. You don't have much to lose. No, I guess. I don't know. 40 is fine.
Okay. I mean, I feel you're crushing it. I look at Michael Johnson and I'm like, this is a man who's crushing it. But
well, I'm 43 now.
Oh, so you're kind of three, as it were, because your life began at 40. Wink.
Wow.
Wink.
Yeah.
A little old for my taste.
Right. but no, it's, I mean, I'm very happy with where everything is now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I want to hear that for all my friends, pretty much.
Picked my daughter up from preschool today. And that was fun. And then her mom came and picked her up, and we're cool with each other, and able to, like, you know, handle the schedules and
yeah,
do all the things that you need to do. And we're human to each other, and even nice to each other, and go over there for holidays and shit. So
I just want to see you get back on the market, man.
Oh, I'm back on the market. I did. I had a date last Friday.
Really?
Yeah. With the woman that you met at
okay.
the show.
How is this
it was
nascent relationship, dare I say?
It was a really good time. Okay. We went, and I don't kiss and tell.
Okay.
But I will hear. no, but we had a good time, and texted each other over the weekend? Mm-hmm. Texted her on Monday and was like, hey, let's get back to, you know, let's, you know, do something this week. And she said, yeah, I'm helping my son with his homework, and we should coordinate.
Okay.
And that was Monday. What's today?
Today is late Thursday night.
Yeah, I haven't heard from her.
It's a project, maybe?
What do you mean? The homework that
yeah.
she's helping? Yeah. She's,
yeah.
She's reconstructing the Santa Maria.
Oh, okay.
To scale.
Nice. That, see, Michael, that could take a few days then. So why don't you just be patient here, pal?
Well, you know what? I was actually talking with a friend of mine today about the situation. And, like, if she calls me.
Like the guy from Jersey Shore?
Yeah, I call the situation about once a week.
Okay.
And check in.
He's like, you're talking about the situation. Like, hey, remember Jim Tan Laundry?
Was that his name?
No, Mike Sorrentino.
Oh, that's
but
right.
But they did that GTL. Jim
Grand Theft Larceny?
Yes.
Grand Theft. What's GTL?
I think it was Jim Tan Laundry. I could be wrong.
Jim Tan Laundry?
Jimming, tanning, and laundrying. Those were their three priorities in life.
Oh, I thought they had a business.
Oh, well, they probably sold, like, GTL
gear. We should
gear.
Go to the gym, drop off our laundry, and while, you know, the clothes are drying, we get a tan.
Yeah, that was every episode.
Is that what they did?
And then once Snooki got punched.
Did she really?
She did.
Who punched that beautiful baby?
That lovely melon on legs.
You didn't like the Snooki?
I mean, like, JWoww was the one I would have taken to the smushroom, as they called it.
I gotta look up and see what Snooki looks like now. Have you seen her?
Have you seen? I saw Snooki maybe a couple weeks ago, not in person,
just
on the internet.
On something.
Yeah, I don't know. She
Ooh,
maybe looks
boy.
Better.
Yeah,
she was kind of like swollen.
If
you
it.
Can like not keep her against objects that show her true dimensions, that's a good look for her.
You're starting to get a good look at what she's gonna look like at around 60.
Oh God,
is that what's her? The
that
other
looks
J-Wow.
Like a Native American headdress, but that's her hair. JWoww was the smoke show, man.
JWoww is starting to look like Howard Stern with incredible boobs.
That's great. And the duckbill pussy. JWoww is the definition of tits that look
I love how
okay covered.
Snooki's what, like 4'11", maybe?
In that realm, yeah. Because she's like, she's actually South American.
Do you like girls that short?
Not built like that.
No?
Not. I like them. I can enjoy them that short, but really petite. So I feel like Hulk, like tearing apart a city block.
Oh, she could be a little butterball turkey if she wanted.
You'd put that stuffing in there?
Oh, I would. Oh, I would. Look at who's that guy?
I don't know, the guy that gished in her.
Gish. Now, he's got to be pretty short because he's not that much taller than her.
Yeah, but that's what you have
the
to do as
on
a
her
short
face,
man.
It looks like, Anthony, I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you. Little Giuseppe needs his bottle.
He's like, don't fucking talk to me right now.
I don't know your shit.
Yeah.
We're just staring at each other in the eye right now.
What were we talking about?
I was talking about you getting out there and like dating.
Oh, that's
seriously.
Right. That's right. That's right.
And because I'm shallow, I don't want you dating like a 45-year-old mother of two. I want you banging a 32-year-old who's
thanks.
Like wants to play house with your kid
I
and
had
is
a
like
good time
dump
with
one
the,
in me.
I had a good time with this woman.
I know you did.
And she smelled incredible.
Okay.
And I like her features.
Okay, that's fine. She was a pretty woman. I'm just saying.
She had a nice accent.
She did have a nice accent.
She's
not as many of those in Trump's America.
Yeah, you know, it's like one of those things, though. Like, it's I'm not really meeting anyone.
You're not properly putting yourself out there. It's like me.
I'm on Bumble, and I'm
Bumble's
even,
a human toilet.
I was banned from Tinder.
What did you do?
I don't know. People never believe me. I loaded up the. I thought I told this story. This is the one where the last thing I could think of was that I reported or I clicked on. I was getting a lot of fake profiles from quickholes.com.
Mm-hmm.
Quickholes.
Quickholes.
.com.
Quickholes.com. Sorry, you busted me looking at my phone while you said the word quickholes.
I know. And this was your right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, quickholes.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm very porn jaded. So if you're like, I was getting a lot of uploads from Blackdraw, I'd be like, oh, how are they
quick
doing?
Quickholes is one of the all-time dumbest names.
Maybe the hole makes you come quickly.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I just thought more of it as being like, hey, I need a hole.
Quick.
Quick.
Stat.
Oh, do you need a quick hole?
I just need a hole.
Oh, I got the website for you.
Where's the hole? Is this the website?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a Russian Italian.
What's the whole variety? What am I picking between?
I got these little tiny holes.
That's fine. I just how quickly can the tiny hole get here?
Oh yeah. Well, then you know you have your.
That is a quick hole, buddy.
But that was the last thing I remember. The last time I was on Tinder,
you blacked out, and then you came to. And
well, I obviously wasn't. I don't know if it's because I reported it or I got fished or what.
Oh, do you think that Tinder's in cahoots with the quick holes people?
I think someone got a hold of my profile or something. And I just know that I'm still banned to this day.
Wow.
And I have no idea. You have no like
recourse?
Nothing.
Tinder is a cesspool, man.
And then
go on OkCupid where you can show off your wit.
Okay, Cupid.
Don't be like me, trolling Reddit. You can do better. You're better than me, Johnson.
Oh, boy.
Don't you ever forget
that. I'll let up Okay, Cupid again.
I can't pull the trigger on any of these. Like, I cannot handle talking to women. I found a girl to chat with on Reddit.
Right.
That actually lives in the area. Still have not seen a photo of this girl.
Oh, this is the attorney.
The attorney. Yeah.
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 And,
looking for a little attorney-client sexual privilege. .com.
Well, then you need to pay her.
Oh.
You need a retainer.
I can do that.
Not like your old retainer.
No.
The
attorney retainer.
the $150 guy. Now the
I was actually going back and forth with someone and enjoying the conversation, and I was glued to my phone. Glued.
Did you ask her out?
No. I don't know. She was busy with work. I was doing shit.
All these people, since I've gotten back on online dating.
Mm-hmm. You mean you don't just flirt with someone for 2 weeks until it gets uncomfortable because the trigger wasn't pulled on day five when it should have?
Well, they're like, I'm not going to, I don't want a pen pal. You better ask me out soon or blah, blah, blah. And so I've been doing that. And I get.
I wasn't asked to ask out.
What do you mean?
Like, no one said anything about pen pals.
No, I'm just saying, like, on their profiles in general will be like.
Cut to the chase.
Yes, exactly.
Cut to the chase. I want a face full of paste. A gooch.
Where's her profile?
Andrea Dice Clay.
All right, so I haven't checked in on OkCupid in a while, but I just got a new message a week ago, but you won't like it. She's 48.
You got my hopes up, and then you dashed them. I mean, 48's fine. Sure.
She says, also, I totally question your totally candid profile pic.
Let me take a look at her. There's tons of sexy. There's a 50-year-old I'm trying to bone. In fact, there was a 62-year-old in Richmond. Okay. Fuck it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
She looks like Linda Hamilton maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, she's 5'3".
Okay.
She's a liberal gal. Divorced, sure. No kids.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Non-smoker.
Okay.
Well, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah. So you can put political alignment?
I think so.
Wow.
I don't know what she's talking about as far as my profile.
Oh. I thought you're like, I don't know what she's talking about in terms of pulling out.
Oh.
What is?
I posted that one.
Oh, look at your account.
What?
Nothing, man. Is that Tinder?
No, this is OkCupid. So I was on it briefly.
You do that, man.
She goes,
I thought you were like able to see your Tinder messages even though you were blocked.
No, this is OkCupid.
I feel we've petered out a tad.
I have. Can you edit this shit?
No.
You can't?
I could. Why? They got good shit the first half. Talking about the dog pussy ducks and stuff.
Oh yeah. I matched with her on Bumble.
Okay. Oh, that is, I did not know Lizzo lived here.
I like her.
She's got personality. Okay.
I am not afraid of a bigger woman.
Good for you, man.
You know?
I view all of this as a reflection on me because I'm thin-skinned, and I think horribly about myself, which is why I try to only hook up with like hyper-attractive women.
Right. So
to the detriment of so much in my life.
So it can boost your what you feel about you.
Exactly. So I can feel like, well, I must be doing something right. Look what I have on my arm, and then I look over my arm, and it's my cat gnawing on my flesh while my mother screams at us both.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So. I'm going to get off here because.
You're leaving the pod?
No.
Oh.
Damn. Like, you know what?
It's bottomless. Dude, it's bottomless. I have zero self-control. I talked to my therapist today because, not the therapist that listens to the show and now hates me because she's in her mid-40s and you just outed me as a piece of shit. The therapist that, you know, the other therapist, and I talked to her about, I have zero self-control when it comes to talking to women, especially like via text or online. It is the most addictive thing I've ever known in my life. I pretty much feel like I lost my 19 through, I don't know, 32, 4, whenever the fuck, doing that shit. I've never been faithful in a relationship because every relationship I've been in, I'm just creeping around online behind everyone's back.
So let's start here. Like, so, you know, the definition of insanity,
mm-hmm.
is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
I thought it was like shitting in weird places, but
no, that is 1B.
Okay.
But like what's
the definition of Linsanity?
You got to be a point guard for the New York Knicks.
Okay.
And go on an insane scoring streak. Mm-hmm. And then suffer a debilitating career-ending injury.
Is that what happened to him?
I think. I know he injured himself and it wasn't the same.
Hmm. Did he cut the lip of his penis urinating into a Coke?
I was so trying to avoid. Anyway. That would be funny if that's
yeah.
It.
Sorry to let the team down. Sorry to let you, the fans, down. I will use plastic bottles here on out.
Jeremy, we just want you to stop urinating in people's Coke bottles. That's all.
Well, how am I supposed to get a laugh then?
You're supposed to lead the New York Knicks.
I've moved on from urinating into Cokes, starting an observational thing. So have you ever noticed that you sometimes cut your dick pissing into Coke bottle?
Jeremy, we're in the middle of a timeout right now.
I just like attention.
So what is what's one thing that you can do differently than you have been doing?
Well, I mean, for a long time, I'd kind of just avoided dating because I have zero restraint or talking online or whatever. And I've tried to.
Do you have an OkCupid account?
No. I mean, I have one from maybe like 15 years ago, and the account handle is a reference to the film Aliens.
What is it?
It's just called Bad Call Ripley, because Paul Reiser says that.
Okay.
He's talking to Ellen Ripley, played by Sigourney Weaver.
You know what? There is someone special out there for you.
Okay. Is it Paul Reiser?
One person.
Yeah.
That'll get that reference.
Yeah. It was a bad call, Ripley. It was a bad call.
I forgot he was in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Burke playing a real scummy piece of shit.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to encourage online dating.
I mean,
I'm not doing well with it.
I hate it. I can't believe that.
I mean, I've gone on a few dates.
In all the time we've done improv, well, no, I can't speak for you, but I'm going on 3+ years of comedy involvement. I cannot believe the dearth.
We are in a very small scene.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
We're not in the shit.
Why haven't we moved to New York?
Because I have a daughter.
I know.
And
we're
still trying to get pregnant here.
Okay.
You and me, not me.
I know.
And my daughter.
I know. I have the chart.
You can go to New York. No one's stopping you.
I make too much easy money here, man. I can't leave it behind.
You're in a lot of in-between shit.
That's just the story of my life. It's just in-between stuff, so I can never hold myself to any sort of standard because I didn't really try hard enough. And then I'll be dead.
All right. Well.
Is that our pod?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
Of course not.
Shit.
We ain't going out like that.
Oh.
It's about changing one thing.
Okay.
One thing.
I will put the seat up.
No, it is about taking action where you can.
Mm-hmm.
Daily.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, taking care of yourself, which you've been doing.
Yeah, I do the shit out of that. I've been eating.
You know what you could do?
Sleeping better.
You could get your own place.
I could.
And start throwing parties.
Throwing shindigs?
Yeah. That's a way to meet women.
But then I'd have to worry about what snack mixes to serve. And I'm not ready for that kind of pressure right now.
Really?
Yeah. This is just like, this, it's all very nascent, this right. mental health thing I'm on, right. and right. worrying about what savory treats to mix with what sweets could just push me over the edge, man.
What kind of woman would want to be with a guy that's worried about stuff like that?
My mother.
Well, then I think, I don't know what you're complaining about. You're, sounds like you found the right woman.
I cannot wait to get home to her.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
It'll be good.
She sounds like quite the host.
She's great. Stuffs so much bread in my pussy.
Yeah, well.
Went to that well one too many times for Michael Johnson.
Right. But you have been doing different things.
A lot, man.
Yeah.
A lot. Between 3+ years of comedy classes, performing, whatever, and
what
2 years of therapy.
Besides the pod,
mm-hmm.
is there any way to put yourself out there performing?
Creatively?
Yeah.
Get a lot more writing under my belt.
Right.
I used to write before I did anything. I was doing comedy writing in my early 20s right. and like literally everything in my life. I gained
did
no
you ever
connection.
Meet women at open mics?
No, and I wouldn't like, don't get me, like, I think there are some gorgeous comedians out there, especially just girls that I see via Twitter who are in the New York scene. I'm like, this is who I should be dating. You know what I mean? Like, right. they're just fetching, they're funny, it's all the good stuff. There was a girl locally who was dating a fellow stand-up, and they broke up. And I'm not saying she was like maybe 25-ish when this breakup went down. She fucking just blasted him on Facebook, like, and into an entirely mutual circle.
What do you mean
stand-up.
Blasted him?
Just like mocked him mercilessly, was shitting
when
all
they
over.
Broke up.
When they broke up, and it was just like, it reeked of like a warning to me, because I wanted to interpret it that way, to be like, right. okay, don't shit where you eat, I guess.
Right.
But I mean, it was just, don't get me wrong, it was incredibly immature on her part, but at right. the same time, I'm like, cool, so they know that he's got a tiny dick and loves his dog more than you.
Right.
His tiny dick, I don't know.
All that stuff is, I understand what you're saying, and it gets in a lot of our heads.
It's all a cop-out.
Yeah, we just can't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff you can't control.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say you got to your ultimate dream endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you're making 6-7 figures a year.
Okay.
You are in comedy, mm-hmm. doing writing, producing, performing.
Mm-hmm. When did I convert? God damn it.
What's that?
I fucked up the words. I was going to ask when I converted to Judaism in this scenario.
Oh, so do you think at that status you would have trouble dating?
No.
Yeah.
Not a whit.
And then do you think at that status it would make you invincible of a relationship not working out?
Yeah, no, but I would be strong enough to continue when Cher left me.
But then do you think you could prevent Cher from, like, shitting all over you in a public forum?
She's a classy broad. That's why I went for her to begin with. But, yeah, she probably would get catty about me to her cadre.
So if you're worried
friends.
About that, if you're worried about it now...
Mm-hmm.
Where you're trying to go,
mm-hmm.
it would be even more amplified.
Okay.
So, when you're comfortable with where you are now,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to get to where you want to eventually be.
All right. Let's leave on that very Zen note, unless you wanted to do more. That was plenty Zen, though.
I think the listeners want it. No, okay.
What do the listeners want?
I don't know. I don't know. Why don't you contact us on Twitter? I'm at MikaelJohn. And you can send me your suggestions for topics and things that you want to hear from us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just riffing now.
I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm at PAPAS Basement on Twitter and on Instagram. Follow us both there and DM me with various party snack recommendations.
Oh, also, I would like some not safe for work photos.
Yeah,
sent to me.
Gender matter or no?
Gender matter? You mean like cum?
Yeah. Do you want cum?
Gender matter sounds like obliterated sort of like pieces of the anatomy.
They fucked so hard that their genitals were
gender matter.
Gender matter
on the wall. The head of the sheriff's department is still inside with the team scraping it off.
Back to you, Doreen.
Weather now with Tom Skirine. fucking what's his face. And now we'll go to Arch Campbell with, oh, I do have to say, that was my Arch Campbell.
Right, Arch.
Here's
my Arch Campbell. Oh, I've been diagnosed with colon cancer.
Really?
That was back in the day.
Did he get over it?
He did.
Okay. They're like, Arch? Arch over. Oh, doctor, you should write for me. I saw, speaking of movies, I was like on a like kind of a wormhole of sorts on Wikipedia and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I totally miss this John Travolta movie, The Fanatic. Came out
Snipes?
Last year. That's The Fan. This is directed by Fred Durst.
Okay.
And
we're starting off strong.
I watched the trailer,
mm-hmm.
and then I watched a guy's review online of it, mm-hmm. that had a lot of the movie in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so spectacularly bad.
Oh no. I didn't think you'd go there with this.
The first line of the movie in the guy's review, he shows it. The first line, John Travolta plays someone that works off a Hollywood Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
with autism. And
oh boy,
you got me now. He is a fanatic for like this one guy. I forget the actor's name. He kind of looks like a Jeremy Renner knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like in line to meet the guy. It's all about him like stalking this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this horrible haircut, and they have him in a Hawaiian shirt and like clashing sort of shorts.
Gotcha. Because that's autism.
and like big sneakers.
Yeah.
It is the optics of it. Are so like as soon as you I'll pull it up. As soon as you see it, you know, like
you're in for
every decision made in this movie was the wrong one.
It's like the war in Afghanistan.
It's like it. The first word line, like John Travolta, looks like he's doing. Looks like he saw Rain Man.
Uh-huh.
Back in 89 once.
Yeah.
And is trying to remember what Dustin Hoffman did.
I'm going to ask you a question using movie jargon. So if you need me to explain it to you, track with me.
Suck on my jargon.
Yeah.
That was a South Park reference.
Does Travolta use Tard voice?
No.
Okay.
they don't use that term anymore.
That's why I abbreviated it. Because... movies.
Here, I'll show you what.
Let me take a gander and then we can end on this or not.
It is so unbelievably.
Holy shit.
It looks like a middle schooler.
But gray haired.
Yes.
So it's the movie Jack.
He does. One of the best YouTube comments I read was some on the trailer for one of for this. Who's the character that Ben Stiller played in Tropic Thunder, the mentally challenged boy?
Oh, Simple Jack, I think. Simple Jack. Yeah.
Someone said, I'm glad Simple Jack was able to find work after Tropic Thunder. And all of it, like, you watching Travolta's choices and the and like just the direction of the
would
movie.
Would you say they were a little retarded?
Extremely.
Okay.
It looks like he never. He just comes across as like a first time actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is his first role, and he's like trying to, you know, win an Oscar. I mean, it is.
I mean, he fell off the face of the earth, and we kind of just let him back in the game with Pulp Fiction. Like, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did he ever really do anything all that good after Pulp Fiction? Like, there was White Man's Burden.
He did Phenomenon.
Okay, you bested me in this debate, sir.
I like that movie. I have a soft. What was it, Phenomenon or Powder? He did the.
Oh, you're thinking of Radio.
He did the non-albino Powder.
Mm, okay.
Phenomenon.
I like Radio and K-Pax.
It is very much kind of like Radio.
Okay.
Like the way Cuba Gooding Jr. is, and they could have like flip-flop roles. Bless you.
Thank you. You're all class.
Yeah.
All right.
But check it out. Fanatic.
The Fanatic.
It is Tommy Wiseau, The Room Bad.
Oh, well, that's a high bar to clear, but you have me.
Well, they had to lower the bar so that.
All right. Let's get the fuck done with this.
All right.